よ。この前
Daftalid, focus between Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Sheshes regarding Halef, cites the case of Slaim and Dinarim. And the Gemara suggests that this should be an indicator that Halef is indeed Potter, that you have a shtar where the amount is not mentioned explicitly, but rather the plural is used, it's Slaim. And the Tovea says that there are five, the Nitzvah responds and says that there are three. Rabbi Shimon Lozer says that's a classic case of Modav Amiktsas, that you're chayiv shvuah daraisa, a taina of five, a hodah of three, and therefore, of course, shvuah of modeh miktsas would be in place. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees and maintains that no, this is exceptional, this is considered to be kemeshiv aveda, machlokes, Rashi, and Tosus. Is that the din daraisa, is that a din darabanan? Rashi maintains that this is only a din darabanan based on a takana darabanan of tikkun olam, comparable to the case of meshiv aveda. And Tosus, in the bottom of Daf Dalim and Aleph, again, Tosus assumes the top of Dalim Abeis, that this is working with the Dine Migo, and in such a case, this is a Din Daraisa, the Shita of Rabbi Akiva, that in such an instance, one is Potter Min HaShvur. Machlokis L'Shitasei, in the Sugya later, a Sugya Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Chav Ches. The Gemara suggests, but don't you see, that everyone would agree that if the Nitva responded and said two, it wasn't a case of three, but rather the Nitva said two, certainly would be Potter. We don't treat that as a case of Modav Amiktsas. Why is it not Modav Amiktsas? The Tovea says five, the Nitva responds two. The Gemara says, after all, that's comparable to a case of Haluch, and that's a clear indicator then, as Rav Shesha says, that Haluch is considered to be Potter. Why exact an example of Haluch? Just because the Nitva responds and says two, and there's a shtar of Sloim? So Rashi explains simply, Poshub Shat in Gemara, that if indeed there is a shtar, and the shtar creates a shibud nechasim, so therefore that itself is comparable to the case of Halach, because the shibud is considered as though it is considered kegavuidami. What exactly does that mean? So just backstepping, when you look in the Sugyan Ksuvas and Daf Pehei, there the Gemara tells us a stunning chiddush of Shmuel. A balcho, for example, right, is owed millions of dollars, but yet he's short on cash, but he has a shtar. And he goes ahead and sells that shtar to someone else, mocher shtaros. In such a case, that is indeed chal. One can go ahead and sell the representation of the shtar itself, the shibud of the halva. A person is not going to get 100 cents on the dollar, but he'll get a handsome amount for a shtar that says that I could collect a vast sum of money. And all of a sudden, after that mechir is done, the malva is mochel the chov. Is that appropriate? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. How can a mochel do so? How can the malva be mochel the chov after the mechir ashtaros? But Shmuel says the following chiddush, that the mechila is chal. The mechila is indeed chal. When the lova all of a sudden now, right, comes, he doesn't have to pay. The mechil is chal. When the lokeach, the one who bought the shtar, will run to Bezin with the din Torah, who is the baldin? The baldin is not the lova. The lova does not own the money because the halva was subject to mechila. The baldin is the molcher, the malve harishon. Oh, the case of Garmi. As a result of that which he did, now I am absolutely at a loss. The millions of dollars I was entitled to, I cannot be gove, and therefore my claim is against you for the mechila. As opposed to arguing, the mechila is absolutely nothing, it's not chal at all, and the din Torah would be between the malve and the love. On what basis is that true? If I go ahead and sell a shtar, what right do I have to be mochel the chov? If I sell you an object, I can no longer go ahead and control the destiny of that object. I can't be mafke the object. I can't be makne, makdish the object, la acha mechira. How come you can be mochalachol? So when you look in the Ran, there in Ksuvis, Mem Dald Mabez and Dapi Arif, the Ran quotes the Chiddush of Rabbi Natam, that Shnei Shibudim, Yesh, Amal Valalova, that there's a dual Shibud, a dual Shibud. Whenever we speak about Shibudim, there is, as Rabbi Natam explains so magnificently, the Hagdara, the Shibud Haguf, and there is a Shibud nechasim. The Shibar Aguf is absolutely clear. The Nesivus writes, Simin Lamites, Siv Katan Beis, that a Shibar Aguf, that's clearly a Din Daraisa. Who's going to deny a Shibar Aguf? Who's going to deny the fact that when a lover borrows, he's obligated to repay? Isn't that the very essence, the very definition of the halva, that there is a Shibar Aguf? That the Nesivus writes is not a machlokes, Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel, as to whether Shibud HaDaraisa or Shibud HaDarabanan. How would you argue there's no Shibud HaGuf in a case of Halva? Why would that be? Shibud HaGuf, of course, but there's a second Shibud. There is a Shibud Nechasim. And that means that you are entitled to be Govin, in this case, from the Nichsei, Haloven. That concept that the Shibud expands, it morphs, it doesn't only apply to the Gavra, the persona of the Loven, but rather there's a Shibud Nechasim. Ooh, that one could debate. Is that categorical? Is that so obvious? Is that a Din D'Araisa? Is that a Din D'Rabbanan? Maybe Shibud HaGuf, yes, but not a case of a Shibud Nechasim. And here, Rabbi Natan writes the following. How do you understand the sense of a Shibud Nechasim? Shibud Nechasim is because the Nechasim, the Nechsei Halov, are considered to be as an Orev for the Shibud HaGuf. It's as though that it's a guarantee, that there's a cosigner, and that is the Nechasim. But Rabbi Natan explains that, B'med Dvar Mamurim, when can I be gove from the Arev? Only if there is that Shibud HaGuf. But if, for example, the Malva will be Mochel, and there is no Shibud HaGuf, so therefore, there is no Shibud Nechasim. And what exactly is the Chiddush? That when you have a case of Mechir Ashtaros, Rabbi Natan explains, what exactly am I selling to that purchaser? You know, the answer is not the persona of the Shibud HaGuf, but simply the Shibud HaNechasim. That is Nitan the Mechira, but not the Shibud HaGuf. And therefore, that remains with the Malva Harishon. And therefore, when the Malva Harishon is Mochel, the Mechil is Chal, there is no Shibud Nechasim, and therefore, true amount. And I have a Din Torah because his mechila of the Shibud HaGuf has impacted so severely on my ability to be goveh. But that's my Din Torah with the Malva Harishon. But the mechila indeed is considered to be chal. So this, the Ran writes, is the beautiful chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam, that there are two shibudim, not only a Shibud HaGuf, but there is a Shibud Nechasim. How is it that one would be magdir, that concept of a Shibud Nechasim? So I've often mentioned that Ritva, Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel, that the Ritva writes, you know what a Shibud is? It doesn't just simply mean a promise. It doesn't simply mean a guarantee. It's much more than that. But a Shibud is a Kinyan Lechatzayim. A Kinyan Lechatzayim. That the Nechsei Halova are Knuyim Lamalve for purposes of Gviya. It's not a Kinyan Gamor. The Malva cannot show up and do whatever he wants, but under certain conditions, if indeed he defaults. But I have a Kinyan HaGuf in the Nechsei Halove. That is the Yesod, because the Halacha recognizes that there are different gradations of Kinyan. You can have a Kinyan Gamor, you can have absolute full Bailus, you can have that which is termed Shalom and Beshusa, you can have a Kinyan Lechatzayin. A classic example of Kinyan Lechatzayin, the Sid Kiddushin of Samach Beis, where the Gemara says the following, you know what, I see your field, the crops are magnificent. I want to go ahead and purchase next year's crops. The Gemara says, next year's crops, that's a Dover Shlebali Olam. How can you go ahead and be Koner Makne, Peros Dekel? So I tell that person who's interested in buying that, you know, you can't do so. So that guy asked me, was there any way out? Is there any way I can? The answer is, of course, of course. Instead of being kone peros dekel, be kone dekel leperoso. Dekel leperoso. You can't have a kinyan on davar shlamo of the peros, but I could acquire the dekel to the extent that I can't be makdish the dekel, I can't destroy the dekel, I can't cut down the tree, but I own the tree as far as peros. Whatever it yields is considered to be that which is mine. The Gemara hasn't gotten daf mem beis. You have an eved. And you know, the role of this eved is to take care of your herd. And I see that, you know, there are a lot of wild animals that are out there. So I go over to the other and I say the following. You know what? I want to purchase the right of Shloshim Shalevin. that if indeed the Eved is killed by someone, sure, so in such a case, the Shloshim Shel Eved will be mine. So I'll pay you, I'll give you $10, right? With maybe that investment, a little risky, no? If the Eved is alive and well, I don't get a penny, but if the Eved is killed, I'm going to experience a windfall. So that's what the Gemara discusses. You can't be kone the chiyuv of Shloshim Shel Eved, no, but can I be kone the Eved l'knas, the Eved l'knas? Or the Gemara has the Nebav Basra, Kufayin Hei. The Gemara has a stunning possibility. You know, a Bechor is no Tol Pishnayim. But a Bechor is only no Tol Pishnayim in Muchsak, but not in something which is Royim. If something is just a potential payment or a windfall, the Bechor does not get Pishnayim. But a Bechor gets Pishnayim, a Kol Asher Yimotzei Lo. Not royal, but muhsak. Let's assume, for example, someone owes a person money, and that person dies. Does the Bechor get Pishnayim? If the Gemara suggests, unbelievable, if you hold Shibudu Daraisa, a Bechor would get Pishnayim. If you hold Shibudu Daraisa, the Bechor would get Pishnayim. Why? Oh, because I have a Shibud. I have a Kinyan HaGuf in the Nechse Halove. If I have a Kinyan HaGuf in the Nechse Halove, that's called Kol Asher Yimotzei Lo. That's not called royal. That's called muhsak. That's already called muhsak. That is a tangible asset that the Bechor can get Pishnayim. As opposed to someone will just say to a person, I'm going to give you $1 million. And then the person dies, the Bechor is not going to get Pishnayim out of that statement. But if you're dealing with a Shibud Nechasim, a Shibud Daraisa, indeed that is considered to be true. So therefore, the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam that realized that's the potency of Shibud. It is not just simply a guarantee, but more than that. It is a kinyan. It is a kinyan l'chatzayin. If that's really the case, who this Rabbeinu Tam? The Ritzvah, kinyan l'chatzayin. So therefore, if you have a shtar, and the shtar implies, as Rashi writes, that form of a Shibud. So you understand very well that our Gemara says that certainly is going to be a case of Halach. Halach we discussed, Amachlokas, Rishonim, how to understand, but that Chiddush of Balamor, Mezuman Lifroa, here even more than Mezuman Lifroa, in the sense that the Nichse Halover Knuyin Lamalve, and therefore that's the case, too, is considered to be Halach, the balance is a call for a call, and a riot to the Shita of Rishashas, that Halach is considered to be that which is Potter. An important Chiddush, no, that run in Ksuva Sandaf Memdali. Where indeed do you see that this is true? That there is a sense of a shibud nechasim. Number one, that it's not just a promissory note, not just a guarantee, but the nichsa lover knuyin l'malv in this particular case. And hey, look, it's considered to be kegavoy dami. When you look in the sugi and sota daf chaf hey, have a fascinating machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. You have a case of a suffix of. So a woman, clearly guilty. But what was she guilty of? It was kinui and there is stira. Kinui and stira. But as a result of the kinui and stira, she is a suffix sota. She's a asura labal. Right, the next step would be hashkav, the maya maorin. Such a chiddush, no, the entire parsha of sota. Now, what do we know about this woman? She violated an isser, unfortunately, but an isser of Yichud, of Yichud. Normally speaking, we assume Ein Osir, Nala Yichud. Yichud does not even create a latest hasafek of Znus. Right? Unfortunately. Now, people violate in Isra of Yichud. But Yichud alone is not a basis of assuming one is a suffix Sota. And Rav Chaim points out, even if there would be a basis of suffix, yeah, but isn't there a chazaka, that the Ishish Muteres al Habal? Realize all partial sota is a twofold chiddush. Number one, that yichud creates a leidas hasafek, and number two, b'makom leidas hasafek, we assume that she is asura. She's asura labal until the hashkav. All of that is obviously because this wasn't just yichud as a standalone in and of itself. No, this is a case of raglaim ladavar, that which was preceded by kinui. But that's the chiddush, Reb Chaim points out, of the Parsha Sota, that the Yichud creates a Leidas Hasafe, and she becomes Asura. Okay? So the woman is willing to. She's willing to drink. She wants to prove prove her innocence. All of a sudden, her husband dies. Her husband dies. We don't allow for the hashkah to take place. The purpose of the hashkah, the ma'amorin, is lahatir al habal. The fact that she just wants to clear her reputation, that's not enough. Maybe one could argue as follows, but there's also a mamon issue at stake. Is she entitled now to her ksuva? If it could be demonstrated that she's innocent, she would be entitled to her ksuva. And if not, then not. She wants to drink the ma'amorin to clear her name, to be gove the ksuva. The answer is no and no. Mechikas Hashem for the value of the ksuva. Mechikas Hashem because you want to exonerate yourself. No, no, no. The purpose of the hashkah is latir al habal. The baal is dead. There's no hashkah. Oh, so what happens to the ksuva now? That's sota daf kafe. What happens to the ksuva? Well, she's a suffix sota. So suffix is hamotzi mechavero ol avaraya. Who's the motzi? Who's the motzi mechavero? What do the yorshim have? The yorshim have the assets. The yorshim have the nechasim. What does this woman have? She has a shtar. She has a ksuva. So who is considered to be the motzi? Right now, the nechse hames, right, are bershus hayorshim, but she is holding on to a shtar. Who is considered to be the muksak? You know, if all a shtar is a promissory note, then the muksak is the yorshim. But if you tell me, what do you mean that this is a shtar with a shiba nechasim? It's considered to be knuyin lamalva, knuyin letovei. In such a case, she has a shtar. Guess what? That's machlokas. Beisilo beishama. Beisilo maintains that the yorshim are the muksak. You have a shtar, I understand. But the shtar does not change the fact that the yorshim are muhsakim b'nechse hanifta. And Beishamai disagrees. Beishamai disagrees. On what basis? Because Beishamai says, Ashtar ha'ome ligvos kegavuda. Kegavuda. Kegavuda means that she has the status of the muhsak. And she will be entitled to the full payment of the ksuva unless the yorshim can somehow demonstrate that she was kenesha zish, sezinsa. So that's exactly the shita of Beis Shammai, that the shtar omeligvos is kegavudami, that the shibud is created, it's as though it is knuy in the malveh, and kegavudami, that mufurish in the shita of Beis Shammai. In fact, when you look in the sugya gittin daf lamed zayin, the Gemara cites the shita Beis Shammai. And the Gemara writes the following chiddush of Yochanan Reish Lakish, unbelievable, that if you have a milva bishtar, the milva bishtar with shibud nechasim is not affected by Shemitah. It's not affected by Shemitah. Right? The lova didn't yet pay back. And sof shmiyah passes. Ooh, all of a sudden the lova says, guess what? You know, my loan was canceled. No. Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish says, your loan was canceled. I have a shtar with a shiba nechasim. And therefore, the nechseh alover k'nui l'malve k'gavuidami, it's as though there was a priyas achov before sof ha-shmita. And therefore, the chov survived shmita, because it's considered to you that which is k'gavuidami, the shita of Rabbi Yochanan, the shita of Reish Lakish. An obvious difficulty, this is the shita of Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai maintains shtar ha-omeid libros is considered to be k'gavuidami. K'gavuidami. Oh, you know what Rabbi Natan writes? The machlokas beisilo Beis Shammai is not whether the shtar is k'gavuidami. Of course, a typical shtar is k'gavuidami. That's not the machlokas beisilo Beis Shammai. Even beisilo agrees that the shtar which is omed ligvos is k'gavuidami. But they're arguing about sota. Let's assume, for example, this wouldn't be a case of a sota. Let's assume this would be a straight case. An isha ksheru whose husband died and she has a ksuva. Everyone would agree that it's kagavuidami. That's not a machlokis. The machlokis is, can you apply the principle of kagavuidami to a suffix sota? When the halacha declares that this isha is asur al habal, because it was kinui and stir and reglaim ladavar, can I still argue it's kagavuidami? Or can I argue that no, part of the chiddush of the parshas hasota, it is not just simply that osun al yichud, and there's a suffix ishes ishesinsa, and she's asur labal, but now that compromises her schusei gvi of that shtar. How can you say it's kagavuidami in a case of a Safek Sota. That's the great Chiddush of Beis Shammai. Despite the fact that she's a Safek Sota, we will still argue it's Kegavoy Dami. That detail, Beis Hillel disagrees. But Rabbi Natan writes, fundamentally, even Beis Hillel agrees that it's considered to be Kegavoy Dami. And Rabbi Natan writes, whoa, this is the secret to Gittin Daf Mem. Gittin Daf Mem is the Chiddush of Rava. Hektish is Mafkiyim Edei Shiva. Hektish is Mafkiyim Edei Shiva. A critical sugya to understand the Milvul HaHotzanit. Hektish is Mafkiyim Edei Shiva. So, what exactly does that mean? That you have something where there is a Shiva. Stick with the case of Alva. And all of a sudden, the Lovet is Makdish. He's Makdish. That land, that object. So in such a case, is the Hektish Chal? Is it not Chal? On the one hand, the Malva had a Mitzvah Kinyan, a Kinyan L'Chatzayim, Shibud. On the other hand, the Lovet was indeed Makdish. So Rava tells us this unbelievable Chiddush that Hektish is Mafkiyim Edei Shibud. Hektish is Mafkiyim Edei Shibud. Gittin Daf Mem. You know what the difficulty is? It's clear from other sugyas that's not true. That's not true. Erechin Daf Chav Gimel. Hektish is not Mafkiyim Edei Shibud. If something is already subject to a Shibud, then we don't say that Hektish prevails. Hektish is not Mafkiyim Edei Shibud. So, Erechin Chav Gimel. Hektish is not Mafkiyim Edei Shibud. Gittin Daf Mem, Hektish is Mafkiyim Edei Shibud. That's a kash. How do you resolve that difficulty? The answer apparently is yes, yes. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. When Rava suggested Hektish is Mafkiyim Edei Shibud, Rava did not mean categorically Hektish. At times, Hektish is Mafkiyim Edei Shibud. And at times, that is not the case. Hektish is not Mafkiyim Edei Shibud. When and when? Oh, so that's the Chiddush of Rashi. Gittin Daf Mem. It depends on whether it's Kedushas HaGuf as opposed to Kedushas Damim. When does Rava say that Hektish is Mafkiyim Edei Shibud? Kedushas HaGuf. Kedushas HaGuf is Mafkiyim Edei Shibud. If I state that this is a Karban in such a case, oh, so then the Hektish is Chal and it's not Paka. If you deal with Kedushas Damim, in such a case, then Erechin Chav Gimel that Hektish is not Mafkiya Midei Shibud. It's not Mafkiya Midei Shibud. Why should one distinguish between Kedushas HaGuf and Kedushas Damim? Tosus explains, Gittin Daf Mem Beis, very beautifully, very beautifully. Ah, you see the Tosus. Tosus writes very simply. When the Lov is Makdish, Hektish is Chal. When Hektish is Chal, can Hektish ever be Paka? Can I say yes? It was Hektish, but it's no longer Hektish. Can you ever make such a statement? Something that was Hektish is no longer Hektish. So you know what the answer to that question is? It depends. When it comes to Kedushas HaGuf, the answer is no. Once Hektish, always Hektish. When I'm Makdish Shekarban, it will always have, it will always have a Kedusha. There is no way that that Kedusha could be Paka. No way, no way. He'll tell me, no way. Against the Pasuk in Chumash, Psuli HaMukdashim, that what do you mean? That if the carbon is Nafal Bumam, I'm Poder. And now I can go ahead and be Shochet. Ooh, Satosus writes, Ubeitzit Af Yubeiz. You know how that pinion works? That pinion is not Mafkiya Kedusha. It doesn't mean that when you're Poder, it's no longer Hektish. You know what Tosus writes? The animal was Hektish. The animal is Hektish, but the pidyon is matir achila. It's a pidyon which is matir. It's not a pidyon which is mafkia. That's an important hagdara. Sometimes you can have pidyon which uproots, uproots. It's like a mekabalimka. Sometimes you can have a pidyon which is matir. Interesting issue. Now, what exactly is a pidyon haved? There are different forms of pidyon, no? Sometimes you can have a pidyon which is matir. Sometimes a pidyon which is mafkiya. Sometimes just pidyon as a mitzvah sinsina, or a priya sachau. Four possibilities of pidyon. Psuli amudoshim. Tosos writes, it's matir achila. But you're eating an animal that has a Tosefes Kedusha. And Tosfos writes the following Kiddush. The Pasuk says, Tizvach. You can shear the meat. You can't work that animal. You can't shear that animal. Let's say I work that animal. I shear the animal. You know what Tosfos says? What's the onish? What's the onish? I would say, Tizvach, Ve'achalta, Logizah, that's an essay. Well, that's not an essay. It's a law. It's a law for being Moa Behektish of a Behemas Kodshim. That's a classic example of a Hadar in the Surah Kama. Where Tosfos writes, Beit Daf Yud Beis, that we're dealing with the old Isser of Me'ilah. Because it's not that that dish is Paka. Despite the fact that there is a Kedusha Sagov, it's Mutra Bachila. If you overreach, you do something to an animal the Torah doesn't allow, you violate the Isser of Me'ilah. Wow. Because when it comes to Kedusha Sagov, once that dish is Paka, it's never Paka. Kedusha is dummy? Of course not. Kedusha is dummy means that this object has a Kedusha because it is Nichsei Hekdish. Nichsei Hekdish. So guess what? If I buy it back from Hekdish, or someone else purchases it from Hekdish, it is no longer Nichsei Hekdish. So that pinyon of Kedushas Damim is Mafkia Hekdish. Pinyon of Psili HaMikdashim is Matir, but it's not Mafkia. That's an important yisod. A Tosus Bava Kama, the Fayin Dalit. A person steals something and he's makdish it. Is that called a mechira? Is hektish called a mechira? Yechai Dalve, you know, Tosus writes, it depends. Whether it's Kedushas Aguf or it's Kedushas Damim. If it's Kedushas Damim, that's a mechira. If it's Kedushas Aguf, mekar to the Ruvain, Bahashta to the Ruvain. No, it's not a mechira la hektish. There's a Tosefis Kedusha. But in terms of the mamo, it remains yours. It's not called a mechira lehekdish. Ooh, so Tosus writes. So that's beautiful in Rashi Shita. A person has a shiva, but a makdish. The hekdish is chal. But once it's chal, is there ever a possibility to uproot? What should the answer be? It depends. Whether it's kedushas damim or kedushas aguf. Kedushas aguf, no. Kedushas damim, yes. That's exactly Rashi Shita. That when is hekdish mafkim in the shiva, it can't be uprooted in kedushas aguf. But not in the case of Kedushas Damim. It's such a beautiful biur. The Tosa says, Gittin Daf Mem, to explain the sheet of Rashi, but the Ksos points out, Kuf Yud Zayin, Sivkot and Beis, the following difficulty, it's against Rashi. It's against Rashi. Because Rashi in Psachim Daf Lamed explains this very differently. You know why? When it comes to Kedushas Damim, that Hekdesh is not Mavkim Yidei Shibud? Rashi writes, because the Hekdesh was not Chal. The Hekdesh was not Chal. That's not what Tosfos explains. Tosfos is Lamdas is, the Hekdesh, of course, is Chal. The question is, once it's Chal, can it ever be Paka? So, in Kedushas Dam, there's Pidyon. So Shibud is like Pidyon. Mashen came when it comes to a case of Kedushas Aguf. But Rashi writes that the reason that Kedushas Dam is not Mafkimiri Shibud is because it never was Hekdish. Ish ki Hekdish is based on Kodesh Lashem. So the Ksos writes, if that's why the Hekdish was never Chal, so why is Hekdish Mafkim Yidei Shibud in the case of Kedushas Aguf? If it is Chal, can it be Paka? Oh, I understand. If it's never Chal, it's never Chal. So the Ksos writes is very, very great Hiddish. And that is exactly this point. That since Kedushas Damim works with Gidre, Mama, Mareches, HaKinyonin, you need Shalom and Bershuso. And if there's a Shibud, it's not Bershuso. And therefore the Hekdesh is not Chal. What's the stunning Kiddush of Rashi? Kedusha Sagof, Mekar to the Ruv, Hashta to the Ruvain, does not require Shalom and Bershuso. And therefore, even though there's a Shibud, but since you still retain Gidre Bagus of Shalom, that's enough to be Makdish for Kedusha Sagof. Wow, wow. This is all within Rashi Shita. That if I were to ask you, Hekdesh Mafkim in Eshiba, the answer is yes and no. Gittin Daf Mem, Erechin Chav Gimel, but it depends on Kedusha Sagof versus Kedusha Damim. All of this is against Rabbi Natan. All of this is against Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan writes that, yes, I admit to you that there's sometimes Hekdesh is Mafkim in Eshiba, and sometimes Hekdesh is not Mafkim in Eshiba. That's clear from the Gemara's. But the resolution is not Guf versus Damim. Guf versus Damim. In principle, even Kedushas Damim is Mafkim in Eshibud. Kedushas Damim also is Mafkim. hektish is mafkimini shibud. Whether it's kedushas aguf, whether it's kedushas damim, hektish is mafkimini shibud. Well, if hektish is mafkimini shibud in the case of kedushas damim, so how do you resolve this theorem? So gittin af mem gavaldik, hektish is mafkimini shibud. What about erich and chav gimel? So Yonah Rabbeinu Tam writes, you ready? Woo. Erich and Dav Gimel is talking about karka. I have a shibud on karka. It's kagavoy dami. Of course there's no possibility for the hakdasha to be chal when it comes to karka. When it comes to metaltalin, it makes no difference whether it's a kedushas aguf or a kedushas damim, whether it's a behemoth that's a chatas or whether it's a table that I'm donating the hekdish. That's not the difference. The difference is karka versus metaltalin. In metaltalin, there I can argue that there is a schus that I retain. If I have a shibud nechasim that manifests itself in terms of gmias hakarka, the karka already is knuya, litoveya. In such a case, then the hektish is not chal. And Rabbi Natan writes, that's the secret. Because if you have a shibud nechasim of karka, it's kagavui dami. Oh, that's what the Rashba quotes at length, the shita of Rabbi Natan, gittin daf mem. And the Rashba disagrees. The Rashba writes, Rabbi Natan brings rayas to his shita. Yirtzeh Hashem soon, but Matzid Av Avam Adays. The Gemara has the following case. Ahu Masusa. All of a sudden, people are fighting over this merachatz. Is it mine? Is it yours? The Gemara says that Kam Chad Makdashe. A person is Makdashe. So the Gemara says, how can that hektish be chal? Oh, the Gemara quotes Mamish this Rabbi Yochanan Shalom Brishusa, Shneim Yochel Hakdish Zilafi Shino Shalom Zilafi Shino Brishusa. And if that really is true, that it's in a Yotze B'dayonin, that there is no way that my claim would prevail, so I can't be Makdish it. Oh, so the deal for Rabbi Natan. The reason I cannot be Makdish is because that it's in a Yotze B'dayonin. And if it's any Yotze B'dayonin, therefore you can't be Makdish it. You don't have a secure enough right for the Hekdish to be Chal. But Rabbi Natan, if it's Yotze B'dayonin, if it would indeed be Yotze B'dayonin, then you could be Makdish it. But how does that fit with Rabbi Yochanan? Gozov on Yashu Abam. Is that Yotze B'dayonin? Of course it's Yotze B'dayonin, no? If I can be the Dintor, and it's clear that this is mine and he stole it, it's Yotze B'dayonin. But nonetheless, Shneim Eino Yochel HaHakdish. Zelefi Shneinu Shlo, Zelefi Shneinu Brishuso. So how can you say that since it's in Yotze B'dayonin, Hektish is not Chal, indicating, if it's Yotze B'dayonin, yes, in a case of Gezlo, it's Yotze B'dayonin, Hektish is not Chal. What's the answer? What does the Gemara say the answer is? The Gemara says the answer is, a bathhouse is Karka. We're not talking about an object, metaltalin. We're talking about karka. Meaning what? Oh, Rabbi Natan. Meaning that karka. That is by definition kegavui dami, and therefore that dish is considered to be chal. Rabbi Natan quotes that as a raya. The Rashba writes, that's not what the Gemara means. The Gemara means it's karka and karka is in anything zealous. No, Rabbi Natan says, it's karka and karka is kegavui dami. Like gviya shibudin is kegavui dami. Rabbi Natan writes, that's the secret to gittin daf mem, bav metziya daf vav. All of that is kegavui dami. Aye, what about beisham beisila? Safek. That's a detailed machlokas of how far you go in cases of gavui dami. But in principle, of course it's considered to be kegavui dami, and, Rabbi Natan quotes Bab Metzia. This will take a while. Daf Kuf Yud. No? Kuf Yud. Okay. The Gemara says the following. Right, the person has a shibud and a chasim. The Av dies, and the person is gov, mini arshim. Fine. No problem.
but a difficult.
You know, clearly, this field is improved. This field is embellished. And the Yesomim come forward and say that was our doing. We improve the field. We improve the field. And the Mava says, you improve the field. Your father improved this field. So, Amotz Merchav Haraya. But again, who is the Mokhzah? Who's the Motzi Mechavera? You have a field that's earmarked, that's dedicated, there's a shibud similar to the case of Sota. And the claim of the Malva is that all this is history. This beautiful field, long ago. And therefore, all that's included in the shibud. And the Yesomim say, no. The shibud was limited to the raw field, but all of that improvement, that's something that we did. Samot Simechlo Baraya. You know what the Gemara says Samot Simechlo Baraya means? That the Malva wins. The Malva wins. Because since it is Omed L'guvayna Kegavuidami. It's considered to be Kegavuidami. This is not Beis Shammai. It's considered to be Kegavuidami. Kegavuidami. Wow. And if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, you know what the question of the Gemara is? The question is as follows. Davar Poshut, Rashi writes, the field as is goes to the Malva. It's Kegavuidami. The deal of the Gemara, Rashi writes, is there any need for the Malva to compensate the Yesomim for this increase? That's how Rashi understands. But it's a Davar Poshut that the field as is transferred to the Malva. That's Kegavuidami. The question is, but do the Yesomim have a right to say, at least pay us for the differential? Pay us for the increase. But the field is considered to be that which is Kegavuidami. Oh, so Rabbi Natan writes, this is a Gemara Mefureshes. That is Kegavuidami. So don't you see that this Machlokes, this Hilo, Beishamai, is not about the Yesoda Kegavuidami. It's a question about an important application. But everybody agrees, Kegavuidami, that's the finish of Gviya Shibudin. And that's why that the Chov Sivar Shvi is. And that's why we're not going to argue the Hekdesh is Mafgimine Shibud, if it's already Kegavuidami. And therefore, clearly then in our Gemara, that if it's something which is Kegavuidami, this is Mamish, a case of Halach, and a Kofar Akol, this is not a case of Amoda Miktas, because it's considered that which is Kegavuidami. The Rashba writes that maybe that's not such a simple case. That case, from Metzid HaKofir Mabez, they were Mashbiach, that particular field. Who says the Malva is entitled to that particular field? Huh? The Malva says, I have a right, I have a star. And that entitles me to this. What's this? This is a Shibud Nechasim. Who says I'm entitled to that field? And therefore I'm entitled to all the improvement of that field as well. Well, what right do I have to? The Rashba writes, isn't it obvious that we're not just talking about a broad Shibud Nechasim. We're talking about the Rashba writes. And Apotza came of Urush. There's something unusual here. That somehow the Malva feels he has a right to this. Oh, what this? You have a right to Karka. You have a right to this. The answer must be absolutely yes. Because the Rashba writes, isn't it clear? We're talking about an Apotza came of Urush. We're talking about a case where that was the deal of the Shibud. Apotza Kai. If you default, this is Kagabada. This is Kegavuidami. But to argue that that's true of a broader Shibud Nechasim, the broadest Shibud Nechasim, In every case, it's kagavu dami that the Rashba writes. It's not true. You go through line by line. That chedusha Rashba, gittin daf mem, right, the back and forth, Rabbeinu Tam, with all the rayins. To what extent do we assume that it is considered to be in all cases kagavu dami or not? A kinyan chatzayin obviously is. But kagavu dami, that no doubt is a very, very great chedush. And therefore, the Gemara writes, we should treat the Deshela either because that there's a kinyan achatzayin, or Rabbeinu Tam, it's considered to be the chuli alma kagavu dami, and therefore mamish, a case of a kol for a kol. All of a sudden the Gemara backsteps. No, the Gemara says not necessarily. Maybe one would argue that heilach is chayiv. Heilach is chayiv. We treat this as a mada miktas. You say five, I say three. You say five, I say two. That should be a case of mada miktas. And maybe the chuli alma too is chayiv. Two is chayiv. But Rabbi Akiva maintains, but in the case of three, well, that already is considered to be kemeshivavim. So, how does that work exactly? You know, Rashi consistently through the entire sugya is learning Takana derabanan, takana derabanan, tikkun olam, tikkun olam. Okay. So good. The fact that I admitted to something above and beyond, so maybe we'll apply the concept of tikkun olam. Okay. But Tosfos did not learn that way, no? Tosfos learns the entire sugya. Ooh, this is incredible onus, no? Tosfos says, everybody agrees, point A, that amigo works off Kri Mishul. Point A. Point B, everyone agrees. Amigo da'aza does not work after a mishul. Everybody agrees. Yeah, as Tosfos Rishit, everyone agrees. A fundamental machlokas is shown that Rambam absolutely denies, but Tosfos writes, that's the hanacha. Everyone agrees, amigo man after a mishul. And everybody agrees that amigo da'aza lo man after a mishul. What do you mean, everybody? On what basis? What basis? Give a lomad aleph. That's exactly the shakla v'tari of the Gemara. That every case of Al-Mikta should be Neman with Amigo di Baikov Rakol. That means Amigo Mahani Laftar Mishua. And the answer is, in an amazed fun of, that means not in the case of Amigo de Ha'aza. And what exactly is the Machlokes? When I go ahead and I say three, is that called Amigo de Ha'aza? Of course it's Amigo de Ha'aza. And an amazed Mepe Vachovo. No, but I have a star. And the star says slime. The star says dinari. If I'm supported by a shtar, that is not called amigo de haza. Now that's how Tosfos understood. And therefore, we're back to the regular case of the demigo. And therefore, Rabbi Akiva writes, Midaraisi, you're potter from a shua. You're potter from a shua because the migo man after a shua. You're not potter because of a takana banan of tikkun olam. That's like unbelievable. Rashi and Tosfos, simply how to read the shakla v'tariya of the Gemara. But now, what about this step? The Gemara says, no, the Chuliyam, everyone agrees, Helech is Chayiv, and therefore two is Chayiv. But three should be Pater because, so according to Rashi, very good. Three should be Pater because, that since the guy is going above and beyond, maybe we should apply a principle of Meshiv Aveda, like the Sugyan of Memches. Okay. No, but according to Tosfos, working with the Gidrei Nigo. The Gidrei Nigo, no? That means that in this case, there's a Nigo. In this case, there's a migo. How in this case is there a migo? Believe when I say three, migo di bayamar, two? But if two is halach and halach is chayiv, you're chayiv if you say two. No? You're chayiv if you say two. Believe when I say three, because I could have said two, but two is not a tainah poteres. You're chayiv. So how does all this work? In the Pashup Shah, I would say that's a raimu chachas derashim. The Gemara is not working with the Dini Migo because they're going to get stuck here. The Gemara says, believe me when I say three, because Mesha Veda, Diba Marshnai Vishnai is Chayim. What kind of Migo is that? So, an unbelievable Chiddush. You know what that is? Tosfos says that also is called a Migo. A Migo without a Tana Pateras. Believe me when I say A, because I could have said B, even if I could have said B, I would have been Chayim. That's very unusual. Every case of Migo you find, no? Doesn't it mean that believe me when I offer a taina reya, because I could have exonerated myself through a taina limta. Here you're saying, I said three. I deserve a pat on the back. Because I could have said two yibichayim. So how is that considered to nigo? So Tosu says that, no, Tosu is unbelievable. That two is a taina hiriyosin. Two is a more reasonable taina. Because the shtar says line. And if it was more than two, the shtar shouldn't just say line. So the most reasonable taina should be two. And when I offer a taina reya, when I could have offered a taina niryoseh, that I would call a nigo. That I would call a nigo. But that's stunning, no? Because two is not a taina hapoteres. If you hold two as pater, that's gavaldet, no? Two is pater, so I should be exempt when I say three, because I could have exempted myself. But no, the Gemara says no, everybody agrees two is chayim. But still, Rabbi Kiva says three is Meshav, maybe Migo. So you have to argue that means, according to Tosus, there's a new breed of Migo. There's a Migo where you should believe a person with a Taina Reya because he could have put forth a Taina Reyosa, even though that Taina would not have been a Taina Poteres. Do you ever have such a case? Oh, this is Tosus Lashita saying, of course you have such a case. Of course you have such a case. That's the Hemshech of the Marakomos. Take a look at Ksuvah, Daf Yud Beis, Ksuvah, Daf Yud Gimel. Take a look at Kedushin, Daf Nun. There Tosu says you have several instances of Nemanos of Amigo where the Taina Limt is not a Taina Hapoteres. Wow. Believe when I say A, because I could have said B, even though that would not have resulted in a Ptur. It would not have resulted in a Ptur. That's unbelievable. No, you have to work through those two sugyas. No? Ksuvah Daf Yud Beis, Kedushin Daf Nun. When Rabbi Chanan has his beautiful piece, Nekobishrim Chedet Beis Simin Gimel, by how Migo works, Rabbi Chanan just concludes, in Os Chav Daled, you see according to this Tosus, right, that Migo is not a question of Nemanos, but it's a question of Anan Sahade. What does Nemanos mean? When I say three, grant me the Nemanos, because I could have said two. Agmar says, into your Chayim Shvu'ah D'Oraisa. Into your Chayim Shvu'ah D'Oraisa. So grant me what? Grant me the Nemanos because I could have, and view it as though that this should be an expansion of that Nemanos. I'm Chayim. It must be something more than that. It must be that this transcends. How can it transcend? The answer is an ansahade. Maybe his argument is so compelling that Bezin will say that, you know what, that we are willing to shoulder this psak that you're putting. Even though that the Migo is not based on the Taina Poteres. Take a look at that piece. Now, one paragraph from Bachana. That's the chiddush of this small dosus. No, the Dal and the Beis at the very, very top. No, it's a hemshik of the Dalim Aleph. It's important, no? When the note tells you this Tosa should be in the Dalim Beis, it's not just, you know, because that's our line of the Gemara. That's the Yisod, no? That it's based on the Hagdara of Amigo and Amigo Daza, and how you have to fit Migo into this Okim to the Gemara without a Taina Poteres. How does that work? Not the answer. But Chanan writes is Anan Sahade. I have to go through. These are incredibly important hagdaras. Not like, you work on these hagdaras, they'll get you through Bavakam, above Metziah, above Asra, and beyond. No, but you have to know the hagdaras of Shibudim and Kegavoy Dami, the differences between Shtar, case of Metaltim, Afgimide Shibud, right? What stems forth from the Sugya, aside from just simply the critical Shakal Vitaria. No, Rashi and Tosus are so different. But the Hagdaros, the Chiddush Rabbeinu Tam, that even according to Beis Hillel, of course we assume, Kegavoy Dami, with a very fundamental machlokas and application, whether or not one could argue this is relevant to a case of a Safek Sota, who is Asur al-Habah.